This is from the New World Symphony by Antonín Dvořák. The hugely popular piece was written by the great Czech composer between January and May 1893 in New York. Dvořák called the city home for 3 years, with his stay there making a tangible impact on his work. Today, Dvořák's legacy in New York is honored by the Dvořák American Heritage Association, whose Dr. Susan Lutzak is my guest on this edition of The Arts. Builders were banging away next door when I met Dr. Lutzak at the Dvořák Room in the Czech National Building. Like the rest of the impressive Upper East Side building, the Dvořák Room will open its doors to the public later this year.
The Dvořák American Heritage Association was founded in 1990, and the reason the organization was created was to save a house in which Antonín Dvořák lived during his stay in New York City from 1892 to 1895, when he was the director of the conservatory in America. It was a national conservatory in America.
But the campaign to save his house failed.
It failed in a sense that the house in which he lived on East 17th Street was ultimately destroyed. But our dream to honor his musical legacy in New York did not die. It was not destroyed.
Tell us a bit, please, about the work that Dvořák did here in New York.
Antonín Dvořák was brought here by Jeanette Thurber in 1892 to encourage American composers to create their own American music rather than look toward Europe for musical inspiration. So Dvořák was the director of the National Conservatory, and he listened to the music and the sounds that he heard here in America. And at the time, he was impressed by music of Black Americans. These were called Negro spirituals at the time. He also went to Spillville, Iowa, where he heard music of Native Americans. And it is these sounds that very much impressed him, and he incorporated the spirit of these of this music, of these sounds in his works. In the house on East 17th Street, he composed masterpieces including the New World Symphony, the American Quartet, the Biblical Songs, and other masterpieces.
How was Dvořák received in New York? Was he already a huge world star of music?
He was very well known in Europe, and he was received here very positively. He conducted concerts both in New York. He was also invited in 1893 to the World's Fair in Chicago, where he conducted a concert. So he was very, very well received, and he was already well known.
Tell us more about the Dvořák American Heritage Association and what you do today.
After the Dvořák house was destroyed, what the organization worked on was to rename the street where the Dvořák house once stood, and it is now named Dvořák Place. In addition, the New York Philharmonic had donated a statue that they had received from one of the Czech organizations in the 1960s. And the statue was created by a sculptor by the name of Ivan Mestrovich. And the statue was not placed in the Lincoln Center in the 1960s because it did not fit the abstract decor of the Lincoln Center. So it was placed on the roof of the New York Philharmonic Hall, at the time called the Fisher Hall. And so it was there for many years, sort of exposed to the elements, if you will. The statue was then donated to the Dvořák American Heritage Association, and then we placed it in a small park near the Dvořák, where once the Dvořák House stood. And so we fundraised to have a pedestal placed under the statue and to have it there as a landmark. So it is that statue that we placed in the park. Well, we then did not have a home for Dvořák, and recently the Bohemian National Hall, or the Národní budova, is being renovated by the Czech government. And as the building was sold to the Czech government several years ago by the Czech community, led by Bohemian Benevolent and Literary Association, for $1, and in exchange for the organization then renting a space on the third floor of the Národní budova. So on the third floor of this Národní budova, there is a room called that will be called the Dvořák Room, or the Dvořákova Síň, where we will honor in a kind of a palpable way the American musical legacy of Antonín Dvořák.
We're sitting in that room now. What features of the room are originally connected with Dvořák, and what will be here when it's completed?
So the room is not a large room, but it contains a mantelpiece. It's a marble mantelpiece that we saved from the original Dvořák House on East 17th Street. Also, we saved a plaque that was affixed to the house by a former mayor, Fiorello LaGuardia, in 1941, when Dvořák's 100th birthday was honored. And we saved that plaque, and the plaque will be located near this room. The plans for the room are to have here an exhibit that will be called Dvořák in America, and it will focus on the 3 years of his stay in New York. It will have a feel of a room, of a parlor room from 1890s in terms of the furniture that it will contain, but it will also contain archives and music. There will be a media center where one can hear also Dvořák's music. Now, to give a life and energy to this room, we're going to have, and we are already having, a concert and lecture series. And we also are planning next week to have a walking tour where we will follow the footsteps of Antonín Dvořák, the kind of walks that he took when he was here in New York in the 1890s.